One area in which you will find all the pieces we've mentioned to ensure accurate implementation of an evidence-based practice is the Positive Behavior Intervention and Support, PBIS, system that works with education agencies, for example, State Departments of Education, DOE, school districts, and individual schools. PBIS begins with prevention strategies that address the needs of all students, but also includes group and intensive individual interventions for students who have challenging behaviors and/or mental health needs. There is a national organization that provides training, ongoing technical assistance, and coaching to implement a multi-tiered system of support for students. You'll find a link to their website in the syllabus. PBIS is implemented at all agency levels, including state DOE, districts, and individual schools. PBIS staff help the agency recruit and train teams of people who learn how to implement the practices and begin the process of changing policies and procedures to support implementation. Coaches are recruited and trained to work with teachers on implementation throughout an individual school. The teams recruit the entire staff to form a collaborative effort in which all stakeholders support the implementation. This collaborative effort includes students and parents as well, not only by soliciting their input, but also ensuring they are represented on the teams. Especially in middle and high school, one or two students help build the supports to develop the PBIS system. Fidelity of implementation and outcome measures are key components of the system. With PBIS, we have an example that includes the purveyors, the drivers, training, coaching, fidelity measures, and outcome measures. Check out the Positive Behavior Intervention and Support OSEP Technical Assistance Center at www.pbis.org.